The energy problem in the United States is largely laid at the door of government. It's government interfering. It's government putting a wellhead price on natural gas that makes it uneconomic to find more natural gas.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome to yet another incredible installment of Weekend Update. From very high above all the puerile and vacuous forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, firmly and permanently ensconced behind the silver Cowboy State Politics microphone and broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics Northern Command Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to the program. Happy Saturday. You have 9 days, my friends, to finish up all of your Christmas planning. Really, when you look at it, you only have 7 days because Christmas Eve is on a Sunday. And yeah, I know it's the Christmas season and all of our small businesses, well, not all of them, but many small businesses will stay open on Sunday just so they can sell that one last Christmas gift to you. My thinking is you better be ready to roll on Friday. I'm actually kind of proud of myself this year. I got almost all of my Christmas stuff done way ahead of time. Very uncharacteristic for me. For the longest time, I really was the guy that was scrambling around on Christmas Eve to find the Christmas gift that I should have picked up about 2 months ago. But not this year. Now, I don't know if I've told you or not, but in my family, there's a lot of Christmas mischief that happens. In our line of thinking, it is completely unacceptable to wrap up a gift so that when somebody looks at the present underneath the tree, they know or have a very good idea of what it is. No. See, that won't work. So, for example, if you've bought your wife a pair of earrings for Christmas, you don't just wrap up the little jewelry box because she'll know that that's a piece of jewelry. And you just can't have that. It takes some of the Christmas mystery out of it. So here's what you do. The old classic Christmas gag number one. You go find a series of successively larger boxes to wrap the little jewelry box in. So when you're done, it looks like perhaps you've purchased a suitcase for them. Think about it. They see that present underneath the tree, or beside the tree if you've done your work properly, and they think, what could they have bought me that is so large? And then when it is Christmas morning and they decide to open that present, well, there's a certain level of frustration that sets in about halfway through because they realize that it's just one box after another that they have to open. And then when they get to the center, just like a Tootsie Pop, it's the big surprise. Great fun. And then there's the gag of leading someone to believe that you've actually bought them a real crappy Christmas gift. Something that they could have very well picked up themselves at the local variety store for $3.85. But unbeknownst to them, that completely unimaginative and totally uninteresting, really crappy Christmas gift is an integral part of something far more fascinating underneath the tree. They just haven't got to it yet. Yes, indeed, my friends. Christmas is fertile ground for all sorts of mischievous behavior. And the beautiful part of all this is if you get a reputation for pulling Christmas gags, nobody ever knows where it's coming from. They're always expecting something. They just don't know when it's going to happen. See me later for more ideas on how to confuse all of your loved ones. Being that we only have 9 days until Christmas, I think we ought to start out the program with a little Christmas music. It'll make the rest of the program go down a little bit more smoothly. This one is one of my absolute favorites.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh, dashing through the snow.
Good-o.
In a one-horse open sleigh.
Good-ay.
O'er the fields we go.
Good-o.
Laughing all the way.
Good-ay. Bells on bobtail ring, making our spirits bright.
What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
You really can't go wrong with Frank Sinatra. While all of us are gearing up for Christmas and all of the holiday cheer, there is one house in Wyoming that's displaying, shall we say, a little Grinch-like behavior. I'm absolutely correct on this. It's very, very green, and if its current occupants have their way, it's going to end up stealing a lot of Christmases from Wyoming citizens. Of course, I'm referring to 300 East 21st Street, Cheyenne, Wyoming. Now, let me be very clear on this. I'm absolutely certain that Governor Gordon doesn't believe that he's engaging in any sort of grinchiness this year. Quite the reverse, I'm sure. He is, however, taking part in the dueling op-eds that all of us have been subjected to for the past few months. Incessant political pontificating from both sides of the political spectrum. Or more accurately, pontification from one side and factual responses from the other. We'll get back to the program in just a second, but first, a word from our sponsors. Today's installment of Weekend Update is brought to you by Morton Buildings. One big Christmas gift that you could give the man in your life is a building from Morton Buildings. Remember all of that Christmas mischief that I was talking about earlier? Here's how you do it. Call Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings. Their phone number is 307-674-2532. Tell them you need a building, give them what you want, and they'll handle all the details. And that way, you can take all of those fun summertime toys that are cluttering up the garage, put them out in the building, and then you have a place to park your car. Brilliant, I know. Morton Buildings can handle any of your needs, whether it's a garage or a barn or maybe something bigger like a roping arena or a giant warehouse. Just give Nick and Jesse a call, tell them what you've got in mind, and they'll handle all the details. Again, their phone number is 307-674-2532, or you can check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. If you need another Christmas idea, you should go to newtrendhats.com. They have a wide selection of really warm hats for both men and women. All you got to do is go to the website, newtrendhats.com, and you're sure to find a hat to fit you or anyone else this Christmas. Do away with the boring old stocking cap and get you a brand new warm hat from newtrendhats.com. I'm just full of Christmas ideas this morning, and here's another one. One thing you probably don't think about during this time of year is your camper. You know, that thing that you spent all of that time and had so much fun in this summer? Well, it probably needs some repairs. And the best people that you can talk to are Young's Camper Repair over in Worland. Cool thing about them is if you can't get your camper to them, they'll come to you. So give them a call. 307-431-8110. Again, that's 307-431-8110. Make sure that you follow me and the program for more fantastic Christmas ideas. And now, back to the program. Actual responses I'm referring to are the very recent press release that was put out by the CO2 Coalition. Don't blame yourself for not seeing it. Nobody at the Cowpie or the Pravda on the Platte is going to publish it. Too much fact and not enough fiction for them. It was released on December 11th, and it says, appearing on CBS's 60 Minutes recently, Governor Gordon exposed a lack of knowledge about climate change and Wyoming. The governor is apparently unaware of some very important scientific facts that should drive the policy decisions. It should drive his policy decisions. But anyway, quote, heat waves peaked in Wyoming in the 1920s and the 1930s. The average maximum annual temperatures have been in decline for more than 80 years. Growing seasons are lengthening in the Cowboy State. Snowfall totals at 6 of the 8 largest ski resorts in Wyoming are increasing, and increasing atmospheric CO2 is driving huge increases in grassland, forest, and crop productivity. These and many more climate facts reveal the governor's notion of CO2 driving harmful and unprecedented warming in Wyoming to be mistaken. End quote. It's no great wonder why the governor decided not to debate these folks. Because he would have been confronted with these and other things called facts that you can't refute. It's data. Now you can try to manipulate it any way that you want, but it doesn't change the numbers. Nonetheless, the governor wrote an op-ed and sent it to the Cowpie. Let me just read one little piece of it to you. And I quote, "To be clear, I have spoken and will continue to speak to audiences inside and outside Wyoming with the message that Wyoming provides energy of all types and that our future, America's and the world's, depends on all types of energy. I won't back down. Our industries are too important. Those jobs are essential to our economy, and our energy leadership is something we need to maximize in order to keep our industries relevant and strong." End quote. First, what the governor is advocating is not an increase in energy. It's the reverse. The old 1828 defines increase as to become greater in bulk or quantity, to grow, to augment. You'll notice in the little chunk that I read to you that the governor didn't use the word increase because he doesn't want to. That would mean producing more coal or more oil or more natural gas. Instead, he says that our energy leadership is something we need to maximize. Now, I have a question. What exactly does Governor Gordon mean by energy leadership? It's not the definition that you or I would come up with. What he means is energy policy. I started the program with a piece from Ronald Reagan. Let me play you the whole thing of what he said.
"Right now, the biggest help the federal government could be would be to get out with some of its regulations. The energy problem in the United States is largely laid at the door of government. It's government interfering. It's government putting a wellhead price on natural gas that makes it uneconomic to find more natural gas. It's the restrictions on the offshore oil drilling. Surrounding this country, offshore, is more oil than the Arabs have got and more oil than we have in the continental United States. And we have the technology to get it out without destroying nature. There have been 75,000 wells drilled offshore of the United States. There have only been 4 oil leaks or oil slicks in all of that history of that. And today, we have far greater technology than we had when those occurred."
There are two things that Ronald Reagan was saying there. First, that government needs to get out of the way and allow the energy industry to operate and produce more energy. The second is that as technology increases and advances, those resources can be produced more responsibly. Now, of course, what Governor Gordon is advocating for is carbon sequestration, carbon capture. And he's operating on the false premise that we actually need to capture said carbon. The press release from the CO2 Coalition exposes some glaring facts that Governor Gordon is ignoring. First of all, the data suggests that the climate is not warming, that temperatures in Wyoming peaked almost 100 years ago in the 1920s and 1930s. So much for all this global warming business. And secondly, that CO2 is plant food, and that plant food has resulted in increased growing seasons across not only the state of Wyoming, but the entire country. Governor Gordon's plans will not increase anything, but rather hamper business with more government mandates. It'll spend a tremendous amount of money that we don't have and that we don't need to spend. In saying energy leadership, really what the governor means is he wants the state of Wyoming to be a leader in regulation of energy, because that's what it will end up being. Now, the governor has already said that he's not going to debate the issue, but in his op-ed, he took it one step further by saying that he's not going to back down. I don't know if he's taken a cue from the Biden administration or what's gotten into him, But in saying that you're not going to back down, it literally means that you're not even going to discuss the matter because you don't see the other side's point. It would be one thing if the governor could prove his point conclusively, but he can't. If there was no logical question as to the rightness or the wrongness of his policy, then I could understand. But in this case, there isn't. He told CBS that his views are well respected in the state. I highly doubt that. But let's find out if they are or they aren't. Run a poll, Governor. Now, he's not going to do that either because the results of the poll would probably be split right down the middle, meaning that it's absolutely an open question. Taken as a whole, the governor's op-ed is at the very least deceptive. If you told the average person on the street that Wyoming needs to be a leader in energy, they would assume that means producing more of it. But that's not how the governor means it. While the wreath on your door, the holly hung above it, and the tree in your home may be green, that doesn't mean the rest of the state of Wyoming needs to be the same color. That'll do it for today's installment of Weekend Update. Have a good rest of your weekend, and we'll talk again on Monday, where we'll start the Christmas week countdown. Don't forget to subscribe and follow the program. You can do that from the website, cowboystatepolitics.com, or anywhere that you get your podcasts. But for now, from the base of the Bighorns, at the Cowboy State Politics Northern Command Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is the one and only Cowboy State Politics.